Have you ever found yourself humming along or singing our station's signature tune? Well, if you have, that's the power of the jingle. It's often short, memorable, and designed to capture your attention. So what is the radio jingle? Well, the easiest answer is to have a listen. Here's one from RTE Lyric FM. Surprised? Well, that was the lyric jingle in a country style. I'm Gail Henry, producer at RTE Lyric FM. When we prepare and craft programmes across the lyric schedule, programme makers and presenters alike dig into the amazing toolkit that is the RTE Lyric FM Jingle Bank. When I say Jingle Bank, I mean we have hundreds of jingles to choose from. So let's have a listen. Moving to the 70s, that's the 1970s, not the 1770s Germany. Let's set the scene. It's a hot, sultry night in New Orleans. Perhaps it's Sunday morning and you're seeking divine inspiration. You're on the school run and everyone is singing nursery rhymes. Ever feel like your day is going this way? Perhaps it's time to wind down. Cue tempo change. Grabbing some time. What the world needs now is And finally, it's time to dive under the duvet. Well, that was a quick taster of some of the lyric jingles.
I've always been a big fan of the lyric jingles. They are just so clever and they're great in terms of setting a mood or indeed changing the mood throughout a programme. When I started Aideen in the Afternoon last year, we listened through to many jingles to set the tone for this new programme, which would have quite an eclectic mix of music from classical to jazz to folk to film music. And we opted for the accordion waltz as the opener. I also use the French cafe jingle throughout the Friday show, and I love the traditional jingle that is written in the style of Mihály O'Sullivan, which sets the tone for a change to trad or folk music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm obviously a fan of the jingle that opens movies and musicals on a Saturday afternoon. The fanfare sets the mood, and indeed it's my cue for 3 hours of tunes from the world of stage and screen.
Movies and musicals with Aideen Gormley on 96-99 RTE Lyric FM.
But if you ask me for my favourite Lyric jingle, now, I know it's the month of May, so forgive me, but I need to bring us to December, as I get ridiculously excited when we crack open the Christmas jingles after December 8th. They are so clever, from mixes of carols like Ding Dong Merrily on High to Adeste Fideles to Jingle Bells with, you know, different instruments and brilliant choral versions as well. And my all-time favourite that puts a huge smile on my face is this one. Again, sorry, I know it's May, but it's this one. It's the Christmas sleigh ride jingle.
Hello, I'm Owen O'Kelly, producer at RTE Lyric FM. The first note of my favourite Lyric jingle. And then three in quick succession, all as played for me by Lisha O'Brien on the smallest Baroque recorder, the Garkline recorder. And here's what she told me that I didn't know before, even having listened to that jingle. For the past 20 years working in Lyric, I didn't realise that all 8 notes of the tonic solfa are in there. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. See if you can put them in order.
It's Liz Nolan here on The Full Score on RTE Lyric FM. Among the wonderful array of RTE Lyric FM jingles, I always have a personal soft spot for the Glockenspiel minimalist jingle. This I associate with the time when I first returned to work after having my baby. During this period, I was moved to the early morning show called Daybreak in the years pre-Marty in the morning. But I'd be in the office for about 6 a.m., having left my little fella tucked up at home. And I just remember the stillness and silence of that hour. I'd usually be by myself in the office, obviously. And opening jingle for the show was that Glockenspiel, and just the sense of hushed expectation and quiet. It was just a beautiful moment. And it's something I always hold rather close to my heart.
I'm Paddy Lynch, a production coordinator at RTE Lyric FM, and my favourite jingle from our extensive catalogue uses the gamelan, a very mysterious musical instrument. I think the jingle has a dreamlike quality to it, which makes it a good choice for evening or nighttime radio programmes, such as The Blue of the Night with Bernard Clarke, where you might hear it from time to time. And, as with all our jingles, the RTE Lyric FM theme is woven in so cleverly. Not forced, simply belonging there, drawing the listener into a world where life sounds better. As the gamelan is made of a variety of percussion instruments, tonal and atonal, the jingle has rhythm, it has resonance, and it also has moments which sound, to my ear, ever so slightly out of tune, which adds a marvellous tension to the jingle, giving it an almost otherworldly feeling.
I've been on the radio, on air, since I was 16 years old. from the tail end of the pirate radio phenomenon through to the first legal independent local stations. I've worked in the big cities, I've worked on the more rural stations, and I've done a fair bit in that time. I've played the various musical formats, hot contemporary, classic hits. I've done a bit of country and western in my time as well. I've read the news, I've read the death notices, and I've even done the mid-morning talk shows now and again. But of course, I've been privileged to be playing what I consider to be the best music of all here on Lyric for the last 25 years. But the one thing all these stations had in common was trying to project a strong and distinctive identity using what they now call sonic identification. Then it was called jingles. That's how we know it. These musical little tags that you hear at the end of ad breaks, the start of ad breaks, they also use these idents, spoken idents, where they set out the position. A big voice comes along and says, "Today's best music mix." That tends to be how it's done. But those jingles were magical. And if you were a bit of a nerd about them, you really loved them. From the days of the Super Pirates in Dublin, some of the BBC and British stations, and then, of course, the iconic big city stations in New York, Los Angeles, and so on in the United States. All the jingles in America came from Dallas. That's where the production houses were, and the legendary Dallas Singers would sing the name of the various stations over the orchestral track. We were lucky, of course, to have our jingles written by one of the best in the business, certainly in Europe. That's David Arnold, whose work can be heard on some of the biggest and most iconic radio brands right across the continent. But of the jingles he's done for us, which were recorded by the National Symphony Orchestra, my favourite has to be the Handelian one, which sounds like it's come from the coronation anthems, Zadok the Priest, because not only has it got that great Handel sound of the orchestra, but there's a choir sitting on top of it as well. It's probably the guts of 150 people singing on that jingle. And every time I hear it, I still get a bit of a thrill from it.
Of all our Christmas jingles, I think my favourite is Good King Wenceslas. Firstly, because it is it's like a choir, and it's kind of a coming together, much like all the presenters on RTE Lyric FM. And also, it's 10 seconds long, so it doesn't overdo the old thingy. And on top of everything else, I play it right across the year. It's particularly lovely late May and early July. I love Good King Wenceslas. Take it away, choir.
I'm Peter Curtin, a producer and sometimes presenter on RTE Lyric FM. My favourite RTE Lyric FM jingle is the saxophone one. It imbues a sense of night and the special place in my heart that listening to the radio at that time holds for me. It's always a period of discovery, a time to reflect, to reacquaint myself with a classic jazz work, perhaps, or a time to get lost in the other specialist genres of music that RTE Lyric FM is known for.
Lorcan Murray here, presenter of Classic Drive, and just talking about my favourite jingles over the years here in RTE Lyric FM. Well, one that sticks out in my mind, well, there's two, I suppose, in the set. The choral jingles, just superb. One, of course, is nice and mellow, and it's with a lush, rich feel.
Thank you.
And then the other is a short dramatic. It really is dramatic. And what a way to introduce a piece of music, a piece of choral music, with these. On the other hand, one that sticks out in my mind and has been there for many, many years, when we used to have a newsroom here in Lyric, and they used to read the weather forecast at the end. So you can imagine this jingle was the bed, if you like, for the weather forecast. And it was just so calming and easy listening, and right up then to the crescendo to finish. And everybody knew it. I'd wake up humming it even. It was that had that effect. Probably because it was played so often on the half hour, on the hour, every day, every hour of every day, of course, when we had the news bulletins, it was played for the weather forecast. So it was just super, super.
Where does the Lyric jingle come from? That question might fall under my purview, you could say, since the composer in question does appear on Vox Nostra's playlists enough. But really, this fellow has made it to most Lyric programs by now in one form or another, so I'd say he belongs to everybody, that's for sure. The composer is none other than Papa Haydn, Franz Josef Haydn, and it certainly would be fitting that for the creation of RTE Lyric FM, the founding head of Lyric, Seamus Cremins, chose something from Haydn's oratorio, The Creation. Just two movements into the work, after the part depicting God seeing the light and that it was good, there's a movement titled Nun schwanden vor dem heiligen Strahle, usually translated into English as Now Vanished by the Holy Beams. It describes how the powers of darkness are swept away by illuminating beams of goodness. I'd say that's a fitting metaphor for the power of radio and of Lyric FM, don't you think?